Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse, and do just want to pray for those of you who are suffering in their health, in your health. Just want to say a quick prayer for you. Lord, I do pray for the person listening right now who is hurting, who is physically having a hard time. Maybe they have a chronic pain, or they're battling a long illness, or they're losing their battle with an illness. And I pray, Lord, that you would be the comforter. You would be the supporter. You would be the strength of their lives, the lifter of their head. You would send messengers even today of hope. And Lord, you'd provide financially for them as well. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And I'm so sorry you're going through that. I know that can be really, really hard. Okay, Mark chapter 6 is what I'm reading, verses 1 through 13 in the World English Bible. And this is what it says. Jesus went out from there. He came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. When the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? And what is the wisdom that is given to this man that such mighty works come about by his hands? Isn't this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, Joseph, Judah, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?" So they were offended at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his own country and among his own relatives and in his own house. He could do no mighty works there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. He marveled because of their unbelief." Jesus went around the villages teaching. He called to himself the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and he gave them authority over unclean spirits. He commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey except a staff only, no bread, no wallet, no money in their purse, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter into a house, stay there until you depart from there. Whoever will not receive you nor hear you as you depart from there, shake off the dust that is under your feet for a testimony against them. Assuredly, I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." They went out and preached that the people should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed many with oil who were sick and healed them. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, that is such hard advice. the last part of that there about not taking more than one tunic and a worker being worthy of his hire and finding a man of peace. As I was praying that or thinking about that, I remember what we were doing when we lived in France. We were looking for that person of peace. And what we were finding was initially we were going to be reaching people in the south of France, a specific demographic. And as we got to talk with those people, we realized they had no need of you, Lord. They had everything they needed materially, and they did need you, but they wouldn't acknowledge that they needed you. But it was the marginalized. It was the newly emigrated people from North Africa. These were the ones that were the people of peace. These were the ones that had the receptivity to the gospel. And I just found that very, very interesting. And Lord, help us to have open eyes to the man or woman of peace that we encounter. And they may not wear the clothes that we might expect. They may wear the distressing disguise of the poor, as Mother Teresa says it. Lord, I'm also astounded that you did still heal people. And it just is such a nonchalant word there. He laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. But this next line, he marveled because of their unbelief. Lord, may it not be so with us. Lord, I don't want you to marvel at my unbelief. I don't want to be a person of unbelief. I want to be a person of belief, of following you, of trusting you for providing, of having the faith of a mustard seed that is so little but grows into a big plant, to believe you, that you can woo people that seem impossible to woo, that you are capable of intervening in situations that I can't intervene in. So Lord, teach us to have faith. Teach us to believe you for big things. We don't want to be like your hometown who questioned you and didn't see the greatness that was you. Lord, help us to see you as great, big, powerful, and amazing. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I just pray that this day is full of a treasure hunt for you, where you hunt for the goodness of God in the land of the living.